So maybe they still have his personal effects, including correspondence? Worth a try. What about Catherine Gagnon? Any connection between her and Annabelle Granger? Not that we've determined, Bobby said, but we've set up a meeting between the two women for tomorrow afternoon. Perhaps once they see each other in person, he shrugged. A couple of the task force members were studying him now. Detectives had a relentless memory for details, such as that 2 years ago, Officer Dodge had been involved in a fatal shooting involving a man named Jimmy Gagnon. Surely the last name wasn't just a coincidence. But they didn't ask, and he didn't tell. Charlie Marvin spotted Annabelle at the Boston State Mental site, Dee Dee was saying now. Said he thought she looked familiar. I caught up with him after Annabelle left and tried to press him for details. Maybe he'd seen her or someone who looked like her in Mattapan. He was vague, though. Just thought for a moment he recognized her from somewhere, one of those passing things. I don't know if there's something more significant there or not. Annabelle would have been just a child when Boston State Mental closed, so an actual connection between her and the site. Not probable, Cinkus filled in for her. No, I don't think so. The task force room fell silent.
So, where are we?
McGagan prodded, trying to wrap things up.
Tracking down Christopher Aola, Detective Cinkus offered.
Finishing our report on missing girls, Dee Dee added, with a pointed look back at McGagan. And, her voice grew conciliatory, more thoughtful, honing in on the timeline of 1980 through 82. We know the mental hospital closed in 1980. We know, thanks to Detective Cinkus, that animals began disappearing in Mattapan, which is an interesting little sidebar. We also know that at least one perpetrator, Richard Umbrio, had come up with the idea of imprisoning a girl in an underground pit. And we know that by the fall of 82, a man was stalking a girl in Arlington and that her best friend disappeared shortly thereafter, 25 miles away in Lawrence. We have some reason to believe all these events are related, if only by their proximity in time. So, let's get that nailed down. Cinkus, you're on Christopher Aola. From the moment he left Boston State Mental, where did he go? What did he do? Where is he now? McGagan, your team can finish the comprehensive list of missing girls. I want you to focus on all names from the early 80s, summarize the details from each case file, start looking for any connections, and I mean any, between the missing girls. How many names do you have?
13.
All right, start digging. See if you can tie any of those missing girls to Mattapan, Christopher Aola, Richard Umbrio, or Annabelle Granger. I want to know if any of the families remember their daughters receiving anonymous gifts before they disappeared. About any incidents of peeping Toms in the neighborhood, that sort of thing. Let's assume Annabelle's case gives us an M.O. and see if any of the others fit the pattern. As for the Catherine Gagnon connection, Bobby and I will be flying to Arizona tomorrow to meet with her in person, which gives Bobby exactly, she glanced at her watch, 12 more hours to uncover all relevant connections between Richard, Catherine, and Annabelle.
All right, people, that's a wrap.
Dee Dee pushed out of her chair. Belatedly, the rest of them followed suit. Bobby followed Dee Dee out of the room. He didn't speak until they were in the relative privacy of her office. Nice ambush, he commented. You handled it okay.